I know since then you've been, you know, that's 18, 19 years later, you've played on a lot of different records, and obviously, and when you've done, you know, hundreds into thousands of shows, do you have a preference for playing live or playing in the studio?
Actually, man, I like both. You know, I really like the ambiance of the studio because you can be creative unless they want some specific melody or some specific rhythmic track or something. They kind of say, you know, either we want this style of harmonica or we want this. But a lot of times when you go into a studio, I go thinking creatively, like, what am I going to do? You know, I was scared to death the first time I walked into a Nashville studio, naturally.
Right.
Because, you know, you're coming from a small town and playing in this, you know, in this mecca of in country was huge and still is, but it was really big then. They were using a lot more harmonica then than they are now. So, you know, when I first walked into the studio, I was like a little bit intimidated. So I was kind of reserved on what I played. But as I grew to, you know, in Nashville, to learning what they like is for you to be who you are, the artist that you are, and bring whatever you can to the table. That's when I kind of opened up and was able to play what I can play.
Right. I know you have worked on a lot of different styles of harmonica. I mean, I know there's, you've worked on the thing of playing two at a time and even three at a time. And I know you've started an acquaintance and friendship with Lee Oscar.
Yeah. Me and Lee, actually, I met Lee at a NAMM show here in Nashville about 7 years ago. And I've become a really good friend of his. You know, he was one of my idols growing up. You know, I used to listen to War. Actually, when I was 17 years old, my brother snuck me into a War concert back in South Texas before they would go into Mexico. War would stop in at this club, Bocasio's in Brownsville, and they would do gigs. And I'd sit center row. I told my brother, you got to get me into this concert. So I remember he made a fake ID and got me in.
Cool.
So I got in and I got to meet Lee then, but I mean, it was just like a shake of the hand, and he didn't really, I mean, I was so young then, but he inspired me the way he played was more melodically. And I understood that the harmonica was then that the harmonica was a lot like the human vocal. But it's very close. If he can sing it, you should be able to play it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I got into doing different styles of harmonica, you know, rhythmic harmonica or lead harmonica, but more of all, the melody harmonica, a lot like Charlie McCoy in country, but with different, you know, like Somewhere Over the Rainbow or different songs that you can play, do it melodically with your harmonica instead of singing. So I guess I kind of shied away from being a singer and started hid behind my harmonica and tried to sing through my harmonica. That's kind of how I play,
so
melodically.
Now, is the Lee Oscar your preference of harmonica?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I use Lee Oscar a lot. I mean, I played Hohner for so, so long, you know. And
by the Marine Bands?
The Marine Bands, the 1896 Marine Bands. I mean, I kind of joked to Lee. I said, you know, I bought so many of them that I should have owned the company.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, back then I didn't really know how to take them apart and clean them and all that. But, you know, as I've gotten older, I don't do the whole stuff like a lot of these guys set up their harmonicas and they do. I just get them stock, and I've learned how to kind of overblow them a little bit myself and just do the little techniques that work for me. You know, because every time I pick one up, you learn something different. That's the way I look at that instrument.
Do you have any advice for someone that's, you know, newer to Nashville or just been here a little while trying to get established? What they might do to help their chances?
Well, I tell you what I did, and I was very lucky that I, you know, got into the circle of musicians that I did, because when I first got here, I would think I went down to the Stockyard and met a bunch of great Dow Tomlin, Bobby Siegler, Ron Wallace, all these great guys that I got around. And I think my advice to them is to go out and expose yourself to some of these jams. You know, there's a lot of jams in Nashville, so just go out and, you know, go to songwriters or go, you know, just try to meet people, shake hands. And the Nashville way is, you know, get some cards made up and hand out your card and let them know you're available, that you are available. And, you know, try to get up on stage and some of these places and play and let people hear you, because, I mean, Nashville's the kind of place where you can, you know, go anywhere and meet people because they're so friendly, especially if it's about music. You know, if it's a musical town and they're really open to newcomers coming in. I mean, I had a lot of luck. I was very blessed to be in the group that I was with, and it led to me doing other things. So I think if you're a newcomer, don't shy away. Come in, and I would tell you, join the union.
Yeah.
You might as well join the union because you can't record anything master without being in the union.
Sure.
So, you know.
So now,
I don't know if that's a plug for the local or not, but.
Well, give them all the plugs you can. They're good folks.
Yeah, they are.
We're very supportive of the union here.